Hi, haven't done a boo for a while, so thought I'd do one now. Doing it on the computer via the Wi-Fi hotspot on the phone, because I'll tell you what, the reason I don't do more boos is because the app that Audio Boo has on Android is absolute crap. It, you know, fails all the time. So I'm doing this out on the web via the Wi-Fi on the mobile in the car. Dropped in Balham earlier and nothing happening up there, so I thought I'd pop back to Gatwick, get another one. Probably won't be away for another hour or so thought I'd have enough time to do a little boo. God, isn't it dreadful at the moment there? Really, really bad. But then again, I was warned business is bad, I was told, and of course it is. Looked at my numbers, around about 40% down on the same period last year. Oh, what's that? No, nothing special, just moved up the rank, that's all right. Okay, yeah, it's bad out there. I mean, it's hugely difficult for any private hire operator to balance the work available to the available drivers. Virtually impossible to achieve a perfect balance ever. Worthy goal though, very worthy goal, but you know, the fact is that everybody's suffering out there at the moment. You know, it's one of those things, just the way we are, nature of the game. But we're coming into the busy period, you know, sort of the last quarter of the year traditionally always been the best for me in this business. Here's something that's going to be a little bit controversial. Councils are considering allowing private hire vehicles to be hailed in the street or to be booked via designated ranks. Now, I forget which council that was in particular. Or was it more than one? I think it was just one. I mean, you'll never ever be able to hail a private hire vehicle in the street in London. You know, not in a million years. I mean, that market is more than adequately covered by the London taxis, and it is their market, and they've earned the right to do that. However, I predict that in London, that there will be marshalled private hire ranks which will appear again, and that will be under the new laws, which will be drafted based on the Law Commission's review, which is being done now, of the taxi and private hire industry throughout the whole of the UK. Why will that be done? Very simply, because the customer is king. Right now we've got there's two very good reasons why it will be done. The first is that you've got taxi touts forming illegal ranks all across London. Okay, if there was legislation which was passed to allow private hire ranks to become legal, then what you do is you get rid of all the illegal taxi touts, because you establish licensed, marshalled private hire ranks at all the points where currently the taxi touts work from. In particular, one that springs to mind that has been around, well, since before I first drove a minicab when I was, 21, yeah? That's 30 years ago now, and that's at the bottom of, near the bottom of Regent Street, towards sort of Piccadilly Circus, around about Swallow Street there. And they've been acting illegally, and TfL are turning a blind eye to all of the ranks across the whole of London. They have a few little headline sort of busts and stuff like that, but really, you know, there's no real enforcement. Why is that? Well, I believe that TfL are waiting for the legislation to change so that they can form legal, licensed, private hire marshalled ranks throughout London under the newly passed laws, which probably come into effect, I don't know, 2014, 15, something like that. I'm going to write more on this in a post which will probably be published next week. So watch out for that. In the meantime, I'm coming up to my 5 minutes, so you stay safe, and wherever you are, you have a lovely evening, have a great week, and I won't say I'll speak to you again soon, because I probably won't, because I don't do many of these. But that's it for now. Ta-ta, bye-bye.